Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. We've got the better part of an hour with one another, 855-993-7569, if it's something to do with the holidays. I thought we'd look a little bit at New Year's resolutions tomorrow, just because, you know, we don't want to wait the last possible second. And the idea about resolutions is, which I'll go over with you tomorrow, is if something's been on your list for the last 5 years, don't put it on this year. Take a break, right? And quite often what I do is we'll do New Year's resolutions this time of year, and then around February we do them again to see what's, you know, what's fallen off the edge of the earth. Because they can be very helpful. I mean, it's a specific time of year where you focus on what changes you want to make. Again, this seems to be a program that's focused on change. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is sort of what we do around here. I was explaining to somebody yesterday, I don't remember how it came up. I said, you know, I've got a kind of a difficult job in that it's fun, it's challenging, but I basically have to change somebody's mind in a very short period of time around an emotional issue that they're invested in.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything except my voice. You know, I can't make eye contact, I can't use body language. All I've got is my voice, and trying to figure out how I can best... Oh, I know, we were talking about kindness. That's how it came up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think for most of us, that kindness is the default mode, that we're kind unless there's a reason not to be. And that if you get between somebody and something that they value, I use the metaphor of the mama bear phenomenon. You get between a mama bear and a cub, you're in trouble. And the cub doesn't necessarily have to be a child. It can be your favorite idea or something that you hold dear, something that you're invested in. But I think generally speaking, the people are kind, that they won't go out of their way to harm you. And I said that for me, it's kind of, it's almost second nature, because my job description is helping people in a very short period of time to change something that they are emotionally invested in. That basically, I would say 99% of the people who call me up want me to express the notion that they are right, they are being victimized, somebody who's wicked, and what they would really like is for me to give them some kind of formula where that person will disappear or change their behavior or something, and maybe even something awful, and then not be held responsible. Well, yeah, but that's, I don't know how to do that. I'm not even sure it's moral, and I don't live in Florida, so I can't hire someone. Never mind. The point being that, so my job in a very short period of time is to figure out, first of all, what your real question is, which you may or may not have come up with, and second of all, to know enough about you to try and figure out a way without harming you, because I can't take away something that you need because I don't have any way of replacing it. You're not in therapy with me. You can't call me in an hour if you're having an anxiety attack. So I not only cannot take away something that's important to you, that for your survival and for your comfort, but in a very short period of time, change your mind. And in order to do that, I need to be non-confrontational in general, because if I'm confrontational with you, all you're going to do is fight me or run, and that doesn't accomplish either of our goals. So just to sort of try and in a gentle way sort of say, well, what if you did this? Give you some options. And as I said earlier in the program, my job is not to change your behavior. That's your responsibility. My job is to give you an option that you didn't see before you called me. And as long as I do that, I feel like I've done my part of the equation, because on some level I understand that I make my living off your unhappiness. That, you know, when you're happy, you don't call me and say, hey, Brown, I just want to tell you. I mean, it happens occasionally, but it's sort of not the mission statement of the program. The mission statement of the program is to help you to be happier, to solve a problem that's making you unhappy. And quite often the way to that solution is not what you think it is, which is somebody else is changing their behavior. Because I got no option there. I got no contact. I've got no access. I got you, babe. So that's my job. I don't know exactly how I got into that, except that's what I was thinking about. All right, so the primary way of getting in touch with me, as you know, is to call. And regardless of when you hear the program, you can always call between noon and 3 Eastern. You can call and leave a message if you want, and we can call you back, but it will be between those 3 hours. You can email me, and you can email me through the website, which is drjoy.com, or you can do through Facebook, whatever you want, and we'll sort of try and help you. And I think we're still a little bit backed up on email, so I'll try and get to those. I'll try and keep as current as possible. But and if your email takes more than like 1,400 words, you probably want to call me. If it takes more, if it takes less than 40, you also probably want to call me, because I'm not sure I can figure out what you really need. Alrighty, so we have an email.
Yes, we do. This is from Kim in Florida. She says, "Dr. Joy, my daughter left for boot camp 2 weeks ago, and at the time, her recruiter told us she could invite 4 people to her graduation. We received her form letter yesterday and found out she can only invite 3 people, and she invited me, her father, and her step-by-stepmom. She didn't invite my husband, her stepdad, whom she has been raised by since age 3. My husband is heartbroken that she didn't pick him over her stepmom. Can I write to her and ask her to invite someone else so that neither step-parent can go, or do I need to keep out of it? I don't know how to fix this for my husband, who says he won't even go with me to have dinner with her after the ceremony."
Okay, the first person you have to tackle is your husband, and he's being a jerk. I know his feelings are a little bit hurt, and I'm sure it was not an easy decision for her to come to. And the first person I'd call actually is the recruiter, and just say, "Hey, listen, we were promised 4 tickets. I need for you to get us another ticket." And just, you know, I mean, I do that. I'm not sure that your daughter would be thrilled with you about it, but I think it's the first thing to do. The second thing is not to call your daughter. That this was a decision that was hers to make, and it was, I'm sure, not easy for her to make. Number three, you need to sit your husband down and say, "Look, she adores you. This was a very hard decision for her to make. And she and of course you're going to go and give her hugs and whatever." And I would have him go with you. I don't know where the boot camp is. I assume it's a trip someplace. But he should come with you. And quite often there'll be an extra ticket someplace. But I'd call up the recruiter and say, "Look, we need an extra ticket. You know, we need you to get us an extra ticket." But no, you can't go to her. And yes, you're going to have to talk with your husband about it. This happens all the time. That the important thing is that he's an important person in her life, and having to choose 3 people is a nearly impossible task. And it may be that she feels that she has a better relationship with her stepfather. I mean, I don't know what the reason is. It doesn't make any difference. It's kind of Sophie's choice. I mean, it's in a difficult, impossible situation, and you're not going to make it any more difficult for her. But you are going to put your arms around your husband and say, "Look, she adores you. You know, when it comes to walking down the aisle, I'm sure that she'll have you and her father. And the important thing is not that to sit in a hot, sweaty place, that you're going to go and celebrate with her, because you are a part of her life and she would be devastated, and you're not going to punish her for this." You know, it's one of those difficult situations, but I think the weak link is the recruiter. I would just go and say, "Look, you promised. This has put us in a really uncomfortable position." And it may be at the last moment she'll get a ticket, but this is about her, not about your husband. And so it's not okay for him to make a big deal about his hurt feelings. And look, feelings get hurt. I mean, I've had a situation where, I grew up in a different part of the country, and so when you got invited to a wedding, you were always invited to bring a guest. You always had an escort. And so I got invited to a wedding here, and I'd actually introduced the bride and the groom, and so I knew about it far ahead of time. And when I got the invitation, I said, you know, I wrote, I'm a well-brought-up Southern girl. I wrote back and said, "Dr. Joy Brown and guest, you know, I accept your kind invitation." And they wrote back and said, "No guest." And I said, "What? And I'd already invited somebody because I knew about it far in advance. And they said, no, you can't do this. And you can either make a big fuss about it or you can decide that this is not about you. It's about them and celebrating their day. And you do the best you can. All right? 855. So talk to the recruiter. Do not talk with your daughter about it. See if you can get an extra ticket. And chew on your husband's ear and say, hey, look, this is about celebrating her. You're going to come. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few thousand dollars. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Good as a Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Steve, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hey, hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call. This may be a little tame after some of the calls you've had, but I had I live in a condo, a complex suburban sort of, not a luxury one, but just kind of like townhouses, where we have a rule that all pets, including cats, must be leashed at all times. And this morning at about 7 a.m., I opened the door to get my paper, and my very aggressive, very frisky male cat charged out of the house, as he does often. And just at that moment, my neighbor, who is relatively new, been here a few months, who I kind of formed, I was a little cautious about this, kind of a fast friendship with, was taking her cat out for a walk. They're both males. They started to hiss at each other. She was very nonplussed, or whatever the word is, and shouted, "I have Fluffy," I'll say her cat's name was Fluffy, very stressed and perturbed by this. And I was wearing a flimsy cotton bathrobe and nothing else, and it was windy, and I didn't want to run out after my cat, so I shouted at him, and he started to run away. At any rate, it was a little stressful for a few minutes. We spoke. Finally, I got him, and an hour later, at 8 a.m., I made what I thought wasn't necessarily, I made an effort to call her. I didn't feel it was necessary, really, but I said, okay, call her. She was a little stressed out. I called her and apologized, and as I was trying to explain the situation I was in, and I've learned my lesson. From now on, I'll be in a spacesuit before I open the front door.
At least a little underwear.
Yes, yes, I've learned my lesson. But, you know, I tried to explain, and
What did you specifically say?
I said, I'll say her name is Anne. I said, Anne, and this might have been a little left-handed, because I said, the first thing I said was, that was rather stressful for you, wasn't it? Because I guess I was feeling, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I guess there's some resentment I have from things that I've let go in the past, and maybe I felt like, wow, why do I have to pony up with an apology? So already it was loaded a little, but I said, I guess that was pretty stressful for you. I'm calling to apologize, and the reason I couldn't chase after the cat and get him immediately, which resulted in the hissing match, was because of what I was wearing. And she responded that she had a deadline that was due at 8:30. She might have said a very faint, all right, thank you, but she then kind of piled on that she had a deadline due at 8:30, and she was not going to stay on the phone. She didn't say, I can't stay on the phone. She didn't say, can we talk about this later? She said, this is something that I guess is one of the resentments I have towards her. She always kind of talks about her freelance work as if it's, and believe you me, I think we all make heroic efforts to make a living in this laissez-faire capitalist society of ours, but like she's the only one who has to.
All right, so what's the question here?
Okay, so the question is, I kind of can let this go and just kind of let the friendship go, and also I think put a note on my front door that says, other than for deliveries, if not expected, please telephone before ringing bell, because that's something that one of the other things that's charged this, my resentment that she rings my bell constantly to visit, stop in for coffee.
Steve, okay. Take a deep breath for a minute here.
Sure.
Right. It sounds to me that the situation was a bit embarrassing and uncomfortable. I think bottom line, and this is not for you, this is not only for you, this is for everybody. If you're going to apologize to somebody, what you say is, I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the excuses don't make any difference, because what they sound like is self-aggrandizing, and they take away from the sincerity of the apology. So all you really had to do was, and saying, gee, you must have been stressful, as you point out, people don't like being told what they feel. So I think all you have to do is call up and say, I'm so embarrassed about this morning. I went to get the paper. I wasn't very well dressed. Didn't expect to have you there. And, the cat was just out of control. And it was supposed to be unleashed. I apologize profusely. Then her, and just saying, because I think that your apology was kind of, And in some ways, my concern is, especially if both of you are single, that you talking about what you were wearing, she may have been viewing as vaguely suggestive or flirtatious.
She knows I'm a gay man.
Okay.
I think she has told me that she's about 10 years older than me. I think she's told me that she has had a bisexual history, but it's essentially heterosexual.
Okay, so maybe not that. But it does sound to me that your apology probably could have been, and again, it's done. I'm not sure I'd go back and revise it, but that may have been part of her reluctance. And then I think she was probably being honest with you. I mean, anybody who's walking their cat at 7 o'clock in the morning, maybe it's just because I will do anything to stay in bed a little longer, but very likely was working on a deadline. It was 8 o'clock. And I think this was just kind of a perfect storm confluence of your apology being a little wishy-washy, her being busy, you're feeling a little unclear about her. I'd let it go. I would just be stupid and cheerful. I would not put a note up saying don't ring the doorbell because you're going to start a war. That if she's unhappy with you, she's not going to ring the doorbell and the problem will be self-limiting. If she has forgiven you, she'll ring the doorbell and say, you know, let's have coffee. So I would not put a nasty note up. I would make sure that that Fluffy was nowhere near the door, I think, is the deal. Or when you're going to open the door, put Fluffy on the leash. But, I mean, I think this is one of those ones that it was just, you know, it's okay. It wasn't, I mean, I don't think anybody, I think neither you nor she covered themselves with glory, but it's early in the morning, you got a cat, the day didn't start off very well. I'd let it go. I'd just be stupid and cheerful and pretend it never happened. And if she rings your doorbell, it's presumably because she's okay with you. If she doesn't ring your doorbell, then you got to rest, but don't put up a sign.
All right.
All righty.
Yeah, I hear you.
And let's put Fluffy on a leash.
Okay.
Right, or cat guard or something. Yeah, it does occur to me that, you know, in a place that requires everything to be on a leash, how do you take your goldfish for a walk? I guess that's how much is that doggy in the window of the old Rosemary Clooney song. All right, so, and this is the time of year, I emphasize it because for a lot of people it's kind of a mixed bag. I know we're, 48 hours away. Actually, technically, a lot of people do their sort of Christmas Eve thing, so we're basically about, 30 hours away or something. But this is the time of year where armies literally put down arms and sort of decide maybe peace on earth for at least 15 or 20 minutes. So, but understand that, you know, revenge, there's this really terrific foreign movie out, which is on it's on drjoy.com, and it's on my list of best foreign movies called Wild Tales. And it's all about revenge. Some of the revenge is truly over the top. It's one of those kind of unexpected pleasures. I know you don't like reading your movies, but this one may be an exception that's really, really fun. So no revenge fantasy. Just go watch Wild Tales. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you,
there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, Atlanta is in the news today for apparently two reasons. First of all, there's a theater in Atlanta that's going to show The Interview on Christmas Day. I don't even know how they got a hold of it because I thought Sony had pulled it, but apparently they're going to show it. So there we go. There'll be a line around the block. And Atlanta's also... This one seems to me that somebody should make a movie of this because it's just so nutty. Okay. They arrested an airline baggage handler. Okay. He was suspected of helping smuggle firearms onto a passenger jet to New York City. Okay? And here's the deal. He's a ramp agent, 31. They charge him with trafficking in firearms, violating airport security, and aiding others in the scheme. A former employee was fired in 2010, was arrested in New York City earlier this month in a weapons trafficking investigation after an undercover agent bought a gun from one of his accomplices. Okay? The investigation targeted firearms that were being sold in New York that had been purchased in Atlanta. New York has a very strict gun control law. Authorities looked at the cell phone. Wait, it gets better. Airport surveillance footage and security records and determined that the two of them conspired to get the guns past security. Cell phone records show that the two had communicated via text message 12 times shortly before the one's flight departed Atlanta for New York City. When the one was arrested, authorities confiscated a backpack that contained a smaller bag with 18 handguns. He traveled from Atlanta to New York with the guns and the ammunition in his carry-on, which would not have made it past TSA security. My peanut butter didn't make it past TSA security. Truly, they took my peanut butter. They said it was a liquid or something. I said, no, it was chunky. They still took it away from me. A brand new jar of peanut butter. Never mind. They said that the guy was assigned to work in the baggage transfer room at the Atlanta International Airport, which is within a designated secure area. Investigators said security records show that he used his employee access card to enter the secure area just before 7 o'clock on the day of the flight. Security footage showed Henry carrying a backpack and walking toward a gate in the B concourse around the same time he began texting. One guy's name is Henry, the other is Harvey. Harvey later entered a men's room. Does this sound like a movie? He entered a men's room across from the gate where Henry was waiting, and secure footage recorded Henry walk into the same restroom soon after. A minute later, Henry walked back out carrying the backpack where the guns were later found. I can't even get water through security. Henry later traveled to the A concourse, and flight records show he departed from gate A1. They accused them of conspiring to smuggle guns through the airport several times between May and December. Henry supplied 129 handguns and assault rifles to a co-conspirator who then made sales to an undercover officer. Henry is a former baggage handler and ramp agent, was fired from the airline for abusing its buddy pass system. He used pass benefits belonging to his mother, retired Delta gate agent, she must be so proud, to arrange for the flight between Atlanta and New York. So not only is he smuggling guns, he's cheating on the tickets. Delta is cooperating with authorities in this investigation. We take seriously any activity that fails to uphold our strict commitment to the safety and security of our customers and employees. It's unclear whether he has an attorney. Well, I mean, the point is, he's not... You know, he's not a terrorist. He's just an idiot.
Yeah, I mean it does seem like a movie. I mean it does seem like going into the bathrooms
and texting. And do you realize how many movie plots actually depend on texting now and computers and whatever?
Yeah, quite a few.
I don't know, that one just seemed to me like, and the assumption that they would never get caught.
Right.
I mean, as I said, I literally could not get peanut butter through, and I wasn't trying to smuggle it. I just had it in my carry-on luggage.
It almost seems like somehow, some way, this story could be turned into some sort of like action comedy film or something, just because.
Or at least a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yeah, because the guy.
And in the backpack, one has toilet paper, something other has guns, or something. Or that women could do it and be, you know, smuggling out, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hair rollers or something.
Yeah.
Weird. I don't know. So if, talking about guns, so I suppose the job of baggage handler. I mean, you'd think that if he'd been fired, well, maybe not. If he was fired from Delta, that they'd at least have him on a watch list. But he wasn't. He was fired for basically cheating on the ticket.
need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, to just help you with anything that's on your mind. And one of the things that we were talking about is people getting new jobs and new jobs that that old jobs because that technology have wiped out. For example, printers. You know, I had a friend whose family had been in the printing and bookbinding business for like 100 years, literally since, well, I guess that's, yeah, Civil War. And they're out of business because people do desktop printing. So, Xerox repairman, in short supply, like the Maytag repairman, I guess. So there are jobs that technology essentially has wiped out. So we were sort of asking, if you could have any job in the world, what would it be and why? What, man, if you could have any job, do you have a dream job?
I do have a dream job. I would like to be play-by-play announcer for Super Bowl I these days. I would love to have that opportunity to do that. That's my ultimate dream job, for sure.
Have you done play-by-play for football?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've done it mostly, primarily high school football on previous jobs that I've had. But
that's really interesting. Because he won the lottery, which is the only reason I know the story, one of the board ops in one of my stations, I think in New Hampshire, won the lottery. And he was the board op for my program, and he did play-by-play for basketball, I think, for the local high school team. And once he won the lottery, he and his mom each a house. I think they'd been living in a trailer before that. And he continued to do my program, and he continued to do play-by-play because he was doing what he wanted to be doing. So
yeah.
It's amazing how many people in broadcasting, especially the guys, almost all the guys want to do sports. Regardless of what they're doing, they want to do sports. And Bob, what was his name? Bob Wilson. I'm trying to remember. It was Bob something who used to do play-by-play for the Bruins. And when I first worked for that station, my first job in broadcasting was in Boston, and the station carried the Red Sox and the Bruins.
Okay.
And so I got to sit in the press booth for play-by-play, and he could actually say, as with the hockey in particular, he could actually describe the plays quicker than I could actually see them. It was amazing.
Yeah, and especially, and I've done hockey too, and hockey's
fast.
Yeah, it's probably the most difficult sport to do play by play in because everything is, you know, the puck is moving around so quickly.
Yeah,
players
and the guys are moving around so quickly.
Yeah.
Except fortunately they stop and bash each other every once in a while so you can catch your breath.
Well, in the NHL too, you have a lot of foreign players, and so you have a lot of names that are kind of uncommon and hard to pronounce.
Yeah, but once you learn them, you learn them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the first time you just sort of stumble over everything. But he used to be. I would sit next to him in the booth, and he could talk faster than I could see them. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, play-by-play is interesting. All right, so you do play-by-play. I was hoping you were going to say work for me and you already had your dream job, but realistically.
I am definitely.
That would have been a suck-up.
I should say, though, I'm definitely enjoying working with Dr. Joy Brown.
He has to say that, folks, because otherwise I'm going to rat him. I'm going to dime him to Santa Claus, you know, and then he's going to be in real trouble.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 8.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so this is what I've decided to do as a mea culpa for this not being the most Christmassy of all possible shows 2 days before Christmas. So it turns out, as we talked about, that The Night Before Christmas was first published anonymously in 1823. But basically 15 years later, or 14 years later, Clement Clark Moore acknowledged authorship. So I'm going to read you a visit from St. Nicholas, all right? Just, this is my mea culpa for not being very Christmassy so far in the program today, okay? 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. You can go recite along with me here. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." All right, so hopefully that puts more people in more of a Christmas spirit than the program itself did.
Well done.
Thank you, thank you. Well, you know, and it's interesting that it was for 15 years, it was viewed as an anonymous kind of work of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly he did it on a snowy winter's day during a shopping trip on a sleigh. How romantic is that? His inspiration for the character of St. Nicholas was a local Dutch handyman as well as the historical St. Nicholas.
Interesting.
Apparently, he was the one who originated many of the features that are obviously, you know, the round nose and the big belly. He borrowed such aspects as the name of the reindeer.
Okay.
I don't even know where he got them. Poem was first published in Troy, New York, on December 23rd in 1823, having been sent there by a friend, and was reprinted frequently thereafter with no name attached. It was first attributed in print to Moore in 1837. That's a long time later.
Yeah.
He acknowledged authorship when it included in his own book of poems in 1844. By then, the original publisher and at least seven others had already acknowledged his authorship. He had a reputation as an erudite professor and did not wish at first to be connected with the unscholarly verse. He included an anthology at the insistence of his children, for whom he had originally written the piece. So that's apparently he borrowed from Washington Irving, the jolly old elf arriving on Christmas Eve rather than Christmas Day. Christmas Day was overtaking New Year's Day as the preferred genteel family holiday of the season, but Protestants, who saw Christmas as a result of Catholic ignorance and deception, still had reservations. Well, that's nice. By having St. Nicholas arrive the night before, more definitely shifted the focus away from Christmas Day with its still problematic religious associations, and as a result, New Yorkers embraced Moore's child-centered version of Christmas as if they'd been doing it all their lives. So he really was fairly pivotal in sort of the American notion of what Christmas has become,
yeah.
Which is pretty cool, and especially because it was, it was anonymous for such a long period of time.
Right.
It turns out that Donner and Blixen are actually Dutch versions, and they mean thunder and lightning. Do you know that?
I did not know that. That is
how cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Donner and Blitzen.
I just thought they were just, you know, just kind of names that sounded like
pretty cool.
Reindeer names.
You know, they're,
and now
they're apparently,
it's,
yeah, it's thunder and lightning, which is a little aggressive for reindeer, but
yeah.
As opposed to Rudolph.
Right.
Yeah, there we go. Basically, that apparently there have been some minor changes to all. So instead of the original was Happy Christmas, which of course gets everybody, when you say Happy Holidays, it makes everybody very unhappy. It apparently was changed to Merry Christmas, and Good Night is a single word as opposed to hyphen it.
So when did they make? Does it say when they made, like,
it just says America did it, and given the so it's unclear. They just said modern printings.
Okay. Huh.
And they said that it turns out that ere he drove out of sight, the change implies that Santa Claus made his exclamation during the moment he disappeared from view, while in the original, the exclamation came before his disappearance. Man, this gets really nitpicky. There are actually four handwritten copies of the poem known to exist. Three are in museums, including the New York Historical Society Library. The fourth, which is written out and signed by Clement Clark Moore as a gift to a friend in 1860, was sold by one private collector to another in December 2006, which brokered the sale, was purchased for, guess how much money?
$100.
Just take a guess.
$100.
Very close. $280,000. An unnamed chief executive of a media company who resides in New York. Mm. How about Rupert Murdoch? There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so sign. So all you have to do is write a poem, publish it anonymously. Of course, he didn't get any of the money. Folks, I'll be with you tomorrow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.